Feds, 30 tons of fentanyl crossed border during Biden administration. By Amy Furr on June 21, 2024. Approximately 30.3 tons of fentanyl have crossed the nation's southern border since President Joe Biden, D., took office, the Republican National Committee, RNC, said Friday. That amount of fentanyl is enough to take the lives of about 13.8 billion people. The RNC's press release said, citing a United States Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, webpage about the drug. According to the DEA's site, illicit fentanyl, primarily manufactured in foreign clandestine labs and smuggled into the United States through Mexico, is being distributed across the country and sold on the illegal drug market. Fentanyl is being mixed in with other illicit drugs to increase the potency of the drug, sold as powders and nasal sprays, and increasingly pressed into pills made to look like legitimate prescription opioids. Because there is no official oversight or quality control, these counterfeit pills often contain lethal doses of fentanyl, with none of the promised drug. There is significant risk that illegal drugs have been intentionally contaminated with fentanyl. Because of its potency and low cost, drug dealers have been mixing fentanyl with other drugs including heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine, increasing the likelihood of a fatal interaction. In May, the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, data showed fentanyl has largely fueled a rise in youth overdose deaths since the beginning of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, Breitbart News reported at the time. Until relatively recently, opioid deaths were an adult problem. The crisis has now overtaken young people, with Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia doctors reporting a rise in youth emergency room and addiction treatment visits, especially among Latinos, the report said. Meanwhile, Biden's deputies have tried to blame Republicans for his failure to slow the huge wave of fentanyl flowing over his semi-open southern border, even as Republican voters showed staunch opposition to his mass migration priorities, Breitbart News reported in March. In 2022, Breitbart News reported that four times as much fentanyl was coming over the U.S.-Mexico border under Biden compared to 2 years before when former President Donald Trump was leading the nation. Related, it's your fault, Republicans jeer Biden over fentanyl deaths.